Hello everybody, my name's Simon, I'm an addict.
Hi Simon.
Good to be here. It's good to be clean and sober today. I was kind of thinking about what I was going to say tonight, and every time something came to my head, I was just kind of vanishing it away. I'm just going to do it spontaneous, because every time I try and plan a chair in my head, it never comes out that way anyway. Do you know what I mean? So, I took my first chemical when I was 15, and that was solvents. And I can see now that even before I picked up a solvent or a drink or a drug, that I could have done by having the 12 steps in my life. Do you know what I mean? From a very young age, I was mischievous and devious. I was up to no good, getting into trouble all the time. At school, in the street where I lived, with the police, and I don't really know what was wrong with me, do you know what I mean? That's just the way I was, and I can't do nothing about it now. But what I can do today is do something about my behaviour, and by doing something about my behaviour, I've got the 12 steps. Do you know what I mean? In my life for the first time. And I can't really think. I've have to really rack my brains to think about glamorous times in my using. Right from the start, it was madness, chaos, and no very glamorous. Anything on a tin that can I say is harmful, I was attracted to that. It says that would do me. Then it progressed on to prescription drugs, alcohol. Prescription drugs, anything that says may cause drowsiness, please avoid alcohol. That would do me. And I was pretty naive to begin with when I started taking drugs. I would take drugs, didn't know what they were, I would just snort them because it was powder, and I would just snort them and get myself into some messy states. But once I was 16, I get sent to prison, and my behavioural pattern through putting chemicals in me became a lot worse through taking chemicals, and that was pretty much my pattern of behaviour until I was 16. Until I was 24, I was out of jail 15 months. I was in and out for a variety of different offences due to me taking drugs and drinking, and try to figure out ways to get money to get more drugs and more drink. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just kind of became normal, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I kind of had a mad kind of acceptance that's what my life is like. And I don't come from a mad criminal family or anything. I come from a normal working class background in that, and I was kind of well looked after in the family home and that, do you know what I mean? I think I took my ball back at a kind of very young age, and people used to tell me I used to always kind of know a bit better, but I knew fuck all basically. And I always thought I knew best, and for ages to kind of 16 to 24, apart from kind of robbing and stealing and manipulating anybody who came in my way, kind of hurting my family, and kind of only kind of significant event that sticks out is I met a girl and ended up getting her pregnant, and then kind of she had my first daughter. And when I was with her, I was in and out of jail, and basically she gave me a kind of ultimatum. She was getting sick of it, that I either stop the drugs or else I'm finishing with you, and you're not going to see Danielle again. And it's not that I didn't love my daughter or kind of love my partner at that time. I just didn't know how to stop taking drugs, do you know what I mean? I was powerless. I was powerless over my addiction. I didn't know I was powerless. And so when I was 24, after another prison sentence, I kind of thought, I need to try something different here. So I came to London, and very first day I was in London, I was smoking crack cocaine. I'd met a couple of guys from Glasgow who I was in prison with, down here. And another couple of days later, I was injecting heroin, something I'd never done. So, it was a geographical, basically, do you know what I mean? And once I first came to London, I used to come into this place, in fact. I used to come in here and kind of get a shower and get something to eat and stuff like that, because I was in the hostels when I moved. I didn't know anybody down here, do you know what I mean? And I was just in the hostels and that, where my behaviour was off key. I would never last in a hostel, so I ended up sleeping on the streets down here, do you know what I mean? And sleeping in pissy sleeping bags and all the rest of it, do you know what I mean? So I was, most of the time I didn't even have a sleeping bag, and I still didn't know what was wrong with me. And I started being in jail down here as well, do you know what I mean? And the partner behaviour was mirroring that, the partner behaviour that I had in Glasgow. And I met a girl down here as well, and ended up getting her pregnant and had the second daughter. She'd the second daughter. And she was also a using addict. And that kind of made it easier in a way. She wasn't giving me an ultimatum, say it's either the drugs or me, do you know what I mean? And straight away, my daughter was put on the child protection register and all that. I felt really resentful to that fact at the time. For who the fuck are you to get involved in my life, interfering, social services, I'd never had any kind of good experiences with them before that. And due to our chaotic lifestyles and loads of mad arguments, etc., we ended up splitting up. And one time I was in Brixton prison, and I was in a crazy mad obsession that I was always in to use drugs, and was kind of robbing other inmates for their drugs. And I get moved out of Brixton and put to Winchester. I was kind of thinking to myself, this can't get any worse. I got out of there, I was back in a couple of weeks later, and I was in Belmarsh because I didn't pass the security clearance in Brixton because I'd been flung out of there. And I came out of Brixton and I went to a kind of treatment place in Streatham, a kind of day programme place, and I spoke to this Irish guy, and over the course of a couple of weeks I kind of got a trust built up with him, kind of managed to get into a detox. Into the detox, and there was an NE meeting in the detox, and I'd never been to a meeting before. I'd heard about meetings in prison, and I used to think people that went to meetings in prison would kind of talk about your stuff in the wing, and anybody who was in the drug-free wings in prison were grassies, do you know what I mean? That was my mentality. Didn't want to know anything about it. It seemed crazy to me to be able to kind of live your life without drugs. It seemed impossible, so I didn't want anything to do with it. Do you know what I mean? And into detox, my first NA meeting, and I didn't like it. Two guys in the meeting, one of them came from Bristol or something to do the share, and they were like 7 and 9 years clean. And my immediate reaction was, you're not a drug addict. You've not took drugs for 7 years, 9 years. How are you an addict? I didn't understand it. And for the detox, They were really honest in that meeting as well, and I didn't like that. I didn't like the honesty, it's kind of spun me out as well. And then I went into a treatment centre, and it was a therapeutic treatment centre. NA wasn't encouraged, so I didn't go to meetings. And the first meeting I went to for the detox, I was 9 months clean at this time. And I kind of thought I was stronger because I didn't need meetings and all the rest of it. And I was in a second stage treatment place, and one of my friends took me along to my first meeting. And right from the beginning, I had reservations that one day I'd be able to kind of controlled drinking and using. That was my fantasy. So I kept on going to meetings, and I became part of the fellowship. I never became part of the program, the steps. When I used to hear somebody talking about the steps, it used to annoy me. I used to get jarred. I was like, oh fuck, here we go, talking about the steps. And uh, I was using it to fill the void in my life that the drink and drugs has left, and it seemed to be working, but I was still powerless, do you know what I mean? I was still powerless over my addiction, and I got a sponsor, and I tried to walk the steps, and I was trying to fake it to make it, but I didn't make it. So after 27 months, I decided to try some controlled drinking and using. Well, by this time I'd kind of went into second stage, got a flat out of the second stage treatment centre I was in, and, which I've still got today. And after 18 months of drinking and smoking skunk every day, I thought, if I don't touch the Class A's, I'll be all right. If I don't touch the Valium, the Temazepam, the TMGs, the DFs, the Methadone, the MSDs, etc., etc., I'll be all right. And slowly but surely, the kind of progression kicked in. And at the end of it, it wasn't like I'd been to prison, or I'd lost my flat, or I'd split up for a relationship, or anything like that. It was internally, I was smashed to pieces, and I couldn't go on. So one of my pals just got a detox, and it was a Saturday morning, and he says, "Why don't you say you should clean up, Simon? Do you know what I mean?" He says, "You're better off. You're a better person when you're clean." He says, "You're going nowhere in your life." I knew I was going nowhere in my life. I can't put a chemical in my system and carry on my life like non-addicts do. Do you know what I mean? So I says to him, "I'll come to a meeting tomorrow." Then the Saturday night, I get wrecked. Next morning, I woke up with a hangover, and I went to a meeting. Felt really hostile. I thought that there's a bit of time in the fellowship and people would judge me, etc. Came out of the meeting, didn't pick up that day, went to another one the next day, didn't pick up. Went to another one the next day, didn't pick up, and the obsession was lifted from me after the third day. And once you're in obsession to use drinking drugs, as everybody in here knows what it's like, it's just like a thought that kind of blocks out all other thoughts, and to be relieved of that obsession is a big relief. And since then, I've got a sponsor, and I'm working the steps, and I spoke at being powerless. I'm more powerless today. I've got a higher power in my life today for the first time in my life. So I need to keep a conscious contact with that higher power on a daily basis. I need to work the NA program on a daily basis, and coming here and kind of doing service, doing a share, that's partly what I do, you know what I mean? And having a sponsor who I trust, and working the steps. I was reading my Just for Today this morning, it was kind of talking about how important the steps are in recovery, and I can see that today. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't annoy me when people talk about the steps today. I sit there and I listen, do you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of wisdom in these rooms. There's a lot of experience. I've not got a lot of experience, say, as far as kind of clean time's concerned. I'll be 6 months next Saturday, one day at a time, do you know what I mean? But coming and doing a share here tonight, do you know what I mean? I know I'll take a lot of strength out doing this. Last Friday night, I done a share in a mental hospital in a detox, you know what I mean? There was four people in the meeting, one of them fell asleep, and I don't know if that was due to me or the medication, but after that I was pure buzzing, do you know what I mean? I'm pure buzzing sitting here doing the news, do you know what I mean? And I know I take a lot of strength out of these rooms, but I know I need to do my bit. I need to take the action, do you know what I mean? I can't kind of wish or think myself better. I need to take the action, and that's what I'm doing today. I've kind of been to 190 meetings, and that's helped me kind of change, do you know what I mean, my thinking. So lifted the obsession pretty quickly, do you know what I mean? The third kind of meeting, I'm kind of I'll reach out to newcomers, and I feel good doing that. I was doing phone line duty this morning, and for 2.5, I was there myself for 10 o'clock to 11:30, and I was there for about 2.5 hours, and I got about 15 minutes to myself. It was pretty much full on, do you know what I mean? Kind of 12 step calls and that, but I was pure buzzing after it, do you know what I mean? And I need to feel like that coming here, do you know what I mean? I need to feel buzzing out, kind of, it works, you know what I mean? I can feel it working. And I know I'm going through a process, and I know I'm early days, I know I've got a long way, but I've came here and I've cleaned up through these rooms, and I've got total faith in the process now, do you know what I mean? I've got a step one in here now, do you know what I mean? I know, concede to them myself, I know that I can't take a drink or a jog and kind of get on with my life, do you know what I mean? The way non-addicts do, I need to come here and kind of and do my bit and kind of maintain that, arrest it on a daily basis, do you know what I mean? And for that, I'm eternally grateful, and thanks for everybody for listening to me, and I hope somebody gets something out of it. Cheers.